Okay, we started? Beautiful. Okay, so Be'ezer Hashem, we're beginning Simin Sadi Dalad for 25 minutes, the time that I have to learn with you. Two technical things that came up in the previous sugya of Zeya that is relevant, just to put down for the record. Aleph is that we had mentioned that technically Rav Miller said that one should follow the Shita of Ramosha. In regards to Zeya, one should follow Shita of Ramosha to have something covered. And we pointed out that's what made sense in terms of the ovens here in Gruss. And then the Talmidim added, though, that there is a filament on top of the ovens. Since there's a filament on top of the oven that burns it up, so then Rav Miller thought that in such a case, the halacha would follow Ramosha again, that there wouldn't be a problem with Zeya, which would be a big kula for the ovens here, even according to Ramosha, one would be able to be makel. That's Aleph. And Beis is that we resolved, that's always a treat to speak for a couple minutes with Rav Schechter yesterday, and someone told me to even ask him if he took Rav Schechter's cheshbon to follow the Aruch HaShulchan out of Sof, so then in such a case, then maybe is it the Talmud asked to cook simultaneously, would it be permissible as well? So Rav Schechter pointed out that this is not a din lechatchila, and that's based on a Ramah in Simen Kufches, that the Ramah in Kufches Aleph says that we're noah to be near even by a Tanur Gadol lechatchila for Recha, not in terms of Zeya, but in terms of Recha, that we're noah to be machmir lechatchila. That's what Rav Schechter pointed out. We followed up and we asked him in the words of Mechaber, maybe one could be Mefalpel. Mechaber says that Tanur Gadol of Piv Pasuach is going to be Mutter. What qualifies as Piv Pasuach? That Efshar Lefalpel of Fisvard. Lefi Ashkenazim Borur, the Lechatchil, one cannot do it. And it seems to me the Minig is to even be Machmir according to the Svardim. Okay. Bezer Hashem Simin Sadi Dalid Sif Aleph. This happens often, din hatochev kaf choleves bikderi shel basar. If someone thrusts a spoon that has milchiks into a kederi shel basar, what's the halacha going to be? Today we're only going to be able to start mapping out the sif aleph, sif beis, hopefully even sif gimel, and in terms of discussing every permutation of halacha that we're going to get to down the line. So, tehelig in the chaber, hatochev kaf choleves bikderi shel basar ipcha misharim bechol mashet nitchav. Mimenu bikdera. So, if we want to know whether the food that has, the fleshik food has tam chalav inside of it, so then the question is whether there's shishim of basar keneged the spoon. We have to assume that any item, whether it's a dish or a spoon, that the blios permeate that entire area of that dish, and you have to calculate, as we've discussed earlier, both the surface area as well as the thickness of that item. So over here, you have to calculate the surface area of blios and the thickness to be mesha'er whether there is shishim of basar keneged the chalav. Now, how much of the spoon do you need to calculate? How much of the spoon does one need to calculate? So here, the shach gives us a good heter. The Shach says as follows: Dimena borolo ad kama tachav. If you're not sure how much of the spoon went in, misharim bistam derech litchov. Dahinu ad rosh hakaf. In general, the Shach claims most people only stick in the cup part, the kaf part of the spoon, the thing that you actually draw the cereal out with. So therefore, says the Shach, one, if it's bistam, so then in such a case, all one needs to do is be mishayer keneged hakaf. However, there is a chumra, the crazy uplasi, that Rav Miller Shlita liked a lot, and that is quoted in the Pischei Tshuva at the end of Sifkatan Aleph. Rav Miller thought it fit into the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch as well. If you take a look at the Pischei Tshuva Sifkatan Aleph, he quotes Va'ayin Kreisi Uplesi Shekasa Letzarech L'Sharig Neged Chelek Hakaf Shehichna Toch Hakdera Afil Neged Mashlem Almen Atashil Decham Machmas Hevel Hakdera. So Kreisi Uplesi continues our topic of Zeya. And by the way, this is what Rav Schechter likes in describing Zeya. He says it needs to be Hevel. It needs to be not just regular sweat. It needs to be something that's more intense than that. So the crazy place he uses this term, that's one of, Rabbi Jachter points out, that's one of Rav Schechter's kulas of following the Aruch HaShulchan. that here you have hevel. Hevel is something even thicker than stam zeya. And he says it's not enough just to be mesha'er how much normally goes into the pot. You also need to be mesha'er. You also need to be mesha'er the zeya or the hevel as well. So therefore, the crazy placey would not, even if you know that the only thing you use it for your soup. Now this, of course, is soup on a kli rishon. Right? If we're talking about soup that's a cliche or a cliche, then there's probably maker dedina is not going to be a problem. But in a case, that's why the kaf, generally, if it's already in a cliche, everything here we're talking about is a kli rishon. So most of the shilas that you're going to get, you'll be able to be matir anyhow. But lu yisuyer, you have a case in which it was in a kli rishon. So then, in such a case, then the halacha would be that you not only mishair like the kresu place he claims, like the shach's description of the kaf itself, the kapit itself, the kaf of the kapit, but rather you would also be mishair the area of the zeh as well, which would be further up in the spoon. Why did Reb Miller like it? Because the lashon of the mechaber is hatochef kaf cholevis bikdeira shel basar. The emphasis is the kdeira. It doesn't say hatochef kaf cholevis bebasar. It says bikdeira shel basar. So there's an emphasis over here with the kdeira. Why the kdeira? Because the kdeira also has hevel. That might be a reason. Whether one accepts Reb Miller's diuk or not, at the end of the day, this is the crazy uplaces shita. The Piskei Tshuva is mefalpel in a issue that's quite technical, but is going to be an important factor in paskening Shailas and Basar B'Chalav and Taruvas. And that is, in the beginning of Sifkat and Aleph, he quotes a Noda B'Yehuda. That the Noda B'Yehuda says, what happens if a person says, I know that I only put in a certain amount of the spoon? That we don't have to... Do we say that we trust the individual to say how much he put in? What did the shach tell us? The shach told us the whole kaf. What if the person says, I know, ani yodea shetachafti rek chetzi kefes. I know that it was only that. What would the halacha be in such a case? So the Noda B'Yehuda points out that in Hilchos Shechita, normally we say, milsa de lo ramya nafshe, that in general a person is not going to notice. So then in such a case, we don't believe him. What a person does habitually, in such a case, we don't believe him. The example that's given is, if someone was shechting, and he then learns Hilchos Shechita, and he says, the way you learned, you taught it to me, I'm positive that's the way that I did it. So in such a case, in Hilchos Shechita, we don't trust the individuals. It says in Oda B'Yehuda, maybe you would say the same thing over here. This is so habitual when a person's eating, so then in such a case, you say, Milsad Ol Ramya Navshid, so lava daite, that he's not going to notice what he did. So the Noda B'Yehuda is mekel. Noda B'Yehuda against the Piskei Tshuva. Piskei Tshuva has lots of kashas, but I think we follow the lenient opinion of the Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda's opinion is that there's a difference between those two cases. The case of Hilchos Shechita was an individual that didn't learn Hilchos Shechita. So if he didn't learn Hilchos Shechita, it's Mosad Ol Ramya Nafshe. He doesn't know what the difference is. However, a Jewish person knows that there's something as basar v'chalav. A Jewish person knows that he's supposed to be careful. In other words, we were trained that it's a milsa de ramya nafshenu. And therefore, the Noda B'Yehuda concludes that in such a case, you would believe the person, and this would apply in many other instances as well. This is a yisod in all of Hilchos Kashrus. If the halacha, let's say, said, we have to assume that he put in the whole kapit. Well, and the person says, I know that I didn't. In such a case, would you believe him? By the way, it would be nafkamina both the kula and the chumra. What happens if the shach says you only put in the whole kapit? And he says, I know that I put in more. So could you be mitzarif that the shach said he didn't? So the Noda B'Yehuda is a chumra also. That you can't, you don't say milsad lo ramya anafshe. Then in this case, people notice when it comes to Hilchos Kashrus, even people who are not that learned, nevertheless, they would be trusted in that direction. I was thrilled to see that, and then when Reb Miller Shlita read this, Piskei Tshuva, so then he said he thought it's Lishit, that this machlokis is already a machlokis in the Shach. This is not only in Noda B'Yehuda. He claimed if you look in Sadi Dalet Zayin in Sifkot and Chavches in the Shach, that the Shach already has this question. What did Rav Miller suggest? That the Shach over there has a question. What happens? We know in general that when a person cuts a piece of meat, so then in such a case you need to be Meshayer, Keneged, the entire sakin that cut the meat. How much of meat was, how much blios went into the meat from the sakin? Let's say it's a milchiga sakin, a knife, and then vice versa, same thing as well. How much meat went into the sakin? So now, what happened? How much are you mishayer? How much do you estimate? Do you estimate the entire sakin? Or what happens if the person says that I know that I only cut ani yodeh shechatachti rak chetzim mehalahav. I only used half of the blade. I didn't use the entire blade. In such a case, is he believed or not? So that's a discussion between the Shach and the Marashal. The Shach says in such a case he's believed to say what was Nogea Babasar. And the Marashal uses the same argument. Milsa de lo ramya nashe. He wasn't paying attention. So Ramiller suggested that is the same machlokis over here. That this already was a machlokis between the Marashal and the Shach. And made my week just this morning that I then looked up the machlokis. I planned to tell this to you. And then I just looked back in my old Shulchan Aruch. And sure enough, I had written down that I had thought that was the Nekudas HaMachlokas. When I learned with Ravami, I think I wrote this down, that Lechura, that's the Machlokas. So beautiful, okay, that's one technical discussion. So, in Sif Katan Beis, we have a very important discussion of how we cheshbon the Ace La'ace. The Ramah adds, or the Ramah print says, "Imakaf ben yomo." Then, in such a case, you mishayer if the kaf is ben yomo. Dahin shishim shabo. What is ben yomo? So, this is a critical line in the Ramah. The Ramah tells us what ben yomo is. Dahin shishim shabo b'kli rishon toch meis la'esa. Back to the topic of ben yomo. What qualifies as ben yomo? That mishayer mishbo meis la'esa within a 24-hour period. So, the Shach points out that how we cheshbon eis la'eis with water is going to depend on what blios were in the spoon in the first place. So you cheshbon, when was the last time you used this spoon for hot milk? Because now it's been put into a fleishik tikka pot. When was the last time you used a spoon for hot milk? Avolam shimshabo b'kli rishon Mayim and mechashim eislays. But what happens if on Sunday he used it for hot milk and Monday he used it for water, and now on Tuesday he puts it in the fleishik tikka pot? So then, in such a case, it's no longer same eislays. It's ainu ben yomo, and then there's nothing you need to be mishar. Everything's mutter. No sin tam lefkam heter gomor. However, that's the rule, Rabbi said. So far, so good. I'm going a little faster because we have less time today. So far, so good. Avo, the kaf shel isur. So the Shach says, but if we're talking about kaf shel isur, afilu shimsho bo klirishon shel mayim mechashva meis la'es. That's only if we're talking about milchiks. But what happens if on Sunday he used it for treif? So then in such a case, then on Monday, if he cooked water inside, so what happened? The water takes out the Hamayim motzi eta nevela, vaz machzir etzel tocha kli. Now the water takes out, puts it back in. So when was the blios al yisur? The blios al yisur was from Monday. So if it's going to be early Tuesday morning, so then in such a case, then you have still a ben yomo of yisur. So it's dependent on whether we're talking about chalav or we're talking about yisur itself. Yes, David.
So what happens if you have basra chalav?
Ooh, basra chalav. So mirtz Hashem.
Mir
Seshen, that's for Monday. That's for Monday. So we could be
right?
That's what you think.
Maybe.
There's a lot to be mafalpa. The go to Maramachim is also that Baruch Hashem, you're getting ready for a baby, but we also made reference to that in the Hagdama in Basa B'Chalav, that the Shach in Sifkat and Yud, Sadi Dalad Yud, is relevant to your previous question. We're going to get that to Monday again. It's so important, we'll get back to it. But now you know me, David, I'd like to go with the things that are clearest first, and eventually the more complicated ones to get to later on. Okay. The Mechaber quotes a Yesh Misha Omer, Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz, Ghost Rabbeinu Peretz, we know him generally as Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz, but Rabbeinu Peretz, who's more machmir in regards to the kapit, that he says that when it comes to the chalav, so then if the kaf was only is only half of the spoon, or even a third of the spoon, a quarter of a spoon. So in such a case, he says you have to be machmer for the entire spoon. And the Chaber says v'yesh mi she'omer shemakaf shal metechas misharim bekulo mishum necham mitzas alcham kulo v'svar rishon ikra v'chaynogin. So the sugi alcham mitzas alcham kulo is quite a chiddush to use over here, and that's why we don't pask in that way. Cham mitzas alcham kulo is an example that we have in terms of. The Gemara brings it up in regards to cooking carbon Pesach. If part of the mateches is hot and part of it is not hot, so then in such a case do we say cham mitzas cham kulo? So that lechura is a halach and bishul. It's lav dafka halach and blios. So most rishonim and achronim say, as the Ramah concludes with Sar Rishon Iker v'Chaynogim, that we don't say cham mitzas cham kulo. Cham mitzas cham kulo might be a halach in terms of bishul. That if this part was hot, then we have to assume the other one is hot. But when we're talking about the halachos of blios, just because the bottom of the spoon was boleya, the milk, who says that the rest of the spoon is going to be boleya, is going to take the blios, and that's what the Rishonim spell out. Siv beis. Im tachav hakaf b'kdeira shnei pa'amin. If a person put in a kaf into a kdeira twice. So this is a beautiful halacha. V'lo ne'oda b'nesan. There's so much that's in this halacha. So we have a case in which this all took place on Sunday. On Sunday, Reuven is tochev the kaf chalavis once into the fleshig of food, and then he does it another time. V'lo noda bein asayim, and he's not aware in between. Tzarech shnei pamim shishim. So then you have to be choshesh twice for the chalav. What does that mean? Shnei pamim shishim. That means that you need 120 times the kapit. You need 120 times a spoon. Again, that doesn't necessarily mean the whole spoon, but you know what I mean by that. You need 120 times the spoon. So here, we need to explain, A, why you need more than once, and B, if you need more than once, why specifically twice? Why two times? Why not Vamevin Yamin three times or four times? So of course, to understand the second question, we need to answer the first question. In regards to the first question of why Lechura, at first glance, it only makes sense to need Shishim Keneged the spoon. Because once you have Shishim, so we assume all of the Chalav went out. All of the Chalav went out. The maximum that Chalav could go out, if you have Shishim Keneged, so then in such a case you should be home free. However, as the Shach explains, and I'll explain, in Sifkatan Dalad, the Shach is in Sifkatan Dalad, Hatam, Kosla goes, Mordechi dechulu ma'ril v'tshuva, v'trumas hadeshen, d'mitchila tzar shishim neged achalav. Number one, you need shishim neged achalav, v'chayshinan, and now we're choshesh, dilma nishar bo ma'at chalav, that there was a little bit of chalav that was left into the spoon. In other words, where machmir, they have to be choshesh, shishim came out, but what if a little bit remained? So then, v'chayshinan, dilma so then in such a case, once you took it out, and there was a little bit of chalav that was left inside, so over the entire calf, we now have a nevela of basar, we have a nevela of basar v'chalav, v'lachein tzarech levatel hakaf pam sheni, and that's why you need a second bittel. Okay, that's the pshat. However, the Shach has a beautiful deal, and that is the Mechaber said Sarach Shnei Pamim Shishim. The Mechaber said Sarach Shnei Pamim Shishim. What if you took it and put it in three times? So the Chura one would have said that why don't you have to be Choshesh again? Why don't you have to be Choshesh now that you put it in and you're going to have more Blios of Isser that's going to go inside? Because now you're going to have Basar Bechalav that's going to go into the spoon. And v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. So why don't you have to be choshesh for more than that? So the Shach explains the following. Shach explains, everybody follow, let me just spell out the dramatize, why not the third time? Let me just spell out a little bit more. You've put it in the second time, so now you have Hanan. Okay, let's say 98% of the Hanan went out, but now you have 2% of Nevela. What comes back in is now then everything else is now going to turn into Nevela. Whether 98% goes out or 2% goes out. At the end of the day, everything that now comes back into the Kaf is all going to be Nevela. So it should be the Olam Vayad. You have to be Machmir. So says the Shach beautifully, Bedas HaMechaber. V'nira, D'mahai Taimo Sifkat Dal halfway through, Kosav HaTor V'Mechaber, Im Tochav Shnei Pa'amim, Tzarech Shnei Pa'amim Shishim. V'lochas was stamav in tachav harbe pam sar shishim b'chol pam. Mishum da azli etamayu. This is beautiful. The mechaber is l'shitaso svir lo delar minin chanan rak b'basar b'cholav. He says we only say chanan by basar b'cholav. So here we're going to have what we call in Yiddish an uptaych of the what it means chanan by basar b'cholav. We have as follows. We have the second time you have mamish chanan of basar b'cholav inside. What about the third time? So the third time, all you have into this kapit is nevela. It's nevela that started as basar b'chalav. So now you hear, Rabbosa, that the term chaticha nas nevela means pshuto kimashmo. It doesn't mean, it's not a euphemism, that the whole chaticha you now have to be choshesh for basar b'chalav. But rather, it has a din nevela, as a din nevela. Memela, the first two times, there's for sure basar b'chalav here in the kapit. Achar pam shniya, az yesh rakma, yesh nevela. Ah, aval mechaber sover, ein omrim chanan b'shar yisurim. That's what the shat says. What? Sometimes just pshat is beautiful. Let's just finish up this word. And they should call echad echad up and say asmar. Vaydei chibur nesar, mashein kein b'shar yisurim. In contrast to shar yisurim. Rabbi Yamin, you tell me what to do. Should I take your question or wait for the base medrash? We have four minutes. You're no gehe
b'davar. I'm definitely here though, but I could wait.
Okay. So now when it comes to the Ramah, although I very much enjoy every one of your questions, when it comes to the Ramah, so here, what's the Ramah's comment? The Ramah says, V'yesh omrim v'sagi b'pam achas shishim. Now I would have expected the Ramah to say what? I would have expected the Ramah to say that loyal and void to be machmir, right? Because what do we know? We know that the Ramah holds that we're machmir by Chanan and by Shari Sum. And the Ramah comes, boom, farkered. The Ramah says, no, sagi pamachas shishim. All you need is pamachas shishim. So the question is, what's going on in this Ramah? So the Shach says it out, basically, and the Gruah fleshes it out a little bit more. Zok tehele geshach and sivkot and vav. Dahar bepos, kim suri le debedov rablu alom rin chanan. First step, lahakil, says the Shach, is we know that there's a machlokis, well, we say chanan by blias. So really, maybe you should be mekel agami. That's step number one. Ay, va'afagav dekaim lon hasam lechumra. Despite the fact that we learn that we go l'chumra, there's another sniff to be matir, and that sniff is what the Ramah is going to rely on. B'kol mokom mekai gavna ein lahachner. But here we're not machner, uke de l'kaman, skipping a few words, tzadiches sof sif dalid bahago. What is he referring to? So, the Gruah says, basically the same thing as the Shach, and he sends us to Tzadiches Dalid, and there the Gruah gives us beautiful pshat. Now, to understand the Gruah brings up something that we have to review for everybody in terms of basic psak. Let's take a step back for 3 minutes. We know that there's a machlokis in regards to being mesha'er when you have a taruvas of min b'mino. We've learned already from the Gemara of Yehuda holds min b'mino is b'koshu, chachamim hold that min b'mino only is that min b'mino is b'shishim. So how do we paskin? Excuse me, min b'mino is we follow rov. So how do we paskin that shaila? So the taz in sadi ches gimel. Everybody take a look first at that taz, because that taz is a great summary. One of the avrichim pointed out well that we never spelled out how we paskin over here. So let's take a look, because that's going to be relevant to understanding this growth. Says the taz hamaskana v'poskin d'minshin esar b'mino min haTorah. Botel berov ba'alma. Min haTorah, we follow rov, like the sheet of the Chachamim. Shenema acharam lahatos. Yet, el derabbanan atzrichabu shishim. But the Rabbanan required shishim. And again, so what's the crunch? Everybody should know this in their sleep now. Min b'sheino mino, we go basar tam. Min b'mino is machlokis Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. The Rabbi Yehuda says b'koshu, the Rabbanan say we follow Rov, we paskin like the Rabbanan, but we're choshesh for shishim. We don't follow Rabbi Yehuda, that's b'mashu ever, but we're choshesh for shishim. Why? We're afraid, b'gzer min, b'mino atu, she'eno mino. So that's how we paskin in regards to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. It's finally officially out there, and the best way to look, to, if you ever forget, like I sometimes do, is taz tzadiches gimel. Tov, beautiful. Now, comes along the Gruah, Sadiches Dalid, And says the Gra, what a charifus. And this is what the Shach is also referring to. The Gra in Sadiches Dalet Oschaf, where the Ramah himself is once again in another instance not choshesh for Hanan when it comes to Hanan going out into the rest of a Taruvos. And the question is, why? So the Gra over there says the following. Va'af al gav, two lines into the Gra in Sivkot and Chaf. In Sadiches, va'af al gav de b'shablua shabonasis nevela, v'hu ki iser achar shenofa de oser, va'atam hu, de ha osa b'lua hava k'deira min b'mino. Rabosai, over here, says the Ramah, why are you going to be machmir on the second tchiva? You're going to say that we say it's nasis nevela and it's going to go back into the k'deira, the second tchiva and aseret. But we're talking about min b'mino. We're not talking about min b'sheino mino. So mikar d'dina, we don't have to be machmir on a taruvos of tam of chanan when the chanan is from that same item, which is usually what a bli is when it's going back. That's min b'mino. So min ha-Torah, even if there's chanan min ha-Torah by shari surim, it's going to be mutter. It's only it's mid-rabbanan. If it's a derabbanan, so then in such a case, Chazal never assert chanan by shari surim when it comes to a second tchiva from a blia. If we're talking about blios, that A, we have one satani matter is what? Is that we don't say chanan by blias, and even though we don't paskin that way, left and right, both the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah seem to be choshesh chanan by blias, but both the Shach and the Gra point out that when you're talking about blia plus a chanan, a min b'mino, so then in such a case, we don't have the iser. Hence, the Ramah is more maker than the Mechaber. The Mechaber will say there's chanan by blias, period. I mentioned once that the Rav Paulin was, that the Ben Ishchai was very stark. The Mechaber is Machmir. Blias, that's it, period. Mechaber is Machmir. And then, the other Tzad, that's the Chiddush that the Gra and the Ramah and the Shach used to explain a difficult Ramah. The time, a couple of times, both in Tzadiches Dalet as well as Tzadi Dalet Beis, the Ramah seems to be entirely ignoring the fact that you have a Chanan and a Blia going back inside. So the answer is that this is Min B'mino. If this is Min B'mino, so then in such a case, then the Ramah is actually on this Nekuda is going to be more Mekil than the Mechaber. Okay, Be'ezer Hashem too, we'll continue speaking and learning tomorrow. Maybe we always run to Simchas together, Be'ezer Hashem. Just